asking of the family that could be allowed to stay a few words. I know that everybody always wants to hear Prime Minister speak, and I'm sure, although I haven't prepared myself to make one, but for that sake, I want to say a few words.
Remind ourselves of his try to come down.
Ki la ka tse we ta pele ro yena.
I would like to say this.
Ore ki tswe ki se go ke.
Not to clarify at all.
Ba o so mo mantse ma sa tsi.
Who may not be aware.
Ore bi kemi se ba ka re ke a yemi.
That the intention and purpose.
Yes, I can talk at you.
Which is not a new church.
I study one town of Yumu Skimu.
It has been ever since to show and demonstrate that the black man is a man.
Me am in the head wall.
And should be received as
a man.
And be honored and respected
as a man.
And be looked upon as a
man.
And all of the nations of all of the colors.
Reman Kinina Snalitwa.
We stand here without fear.
Believe in yourself, Master.
And this being our true and true
intention.
And grateful,
Saint Joseph,
because the very purpose of that church is praying. And it's gone through
penetration
right through into the continent of Africa.
The number
of things that are
approved,
are those that I received yesterday from a couple here in the stairs. The words are,
yeah.
He was such a good man. And because of that, the good in man came out in all its glory.
He was,
such a good man. And because of that, the evil in man came out in all its fury. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
Rudy Martin Luther King Emunyani,
a man born of a black skin in a land where that was looked upon as a crime. Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Born in Atlanta, Georgia in
1929.
Atlanta, Georgia, a state in America.
Atlanta, Georgia, mo ilina hanakahare hule ulamashabani.
Known for its oppression of black Americans. Georgia is a southern state in America. In the same category as Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. And Tennessee. Martin Luther King grew up under the racism of white Georgians. It was inevitable that he should want to correct the injustices suffered by his black brothers and sisters in America. As he grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, he finished high school and attended Morehouse University. A university for Negroes. After graduation, he went on to receive his doctorate of philosophy degree. After having studied at Harvard University and Boston, Dr. King began on his road to international fame when he challenged the white segregation of Montgomery, Alabama. Where blacks, among other things, had to ride in the back of the bus, provided for public transportation, reserving all seats up front for whites. Dr. King and his followers organized the black citizens of Montgomery and boycotted the bus company. This financially hurt the owners of the bus company so badly that the segregation of black and white passengers in public transportation was wiped
away.
The black man's struggle for freedom was now in motion again. And Dr. King took his fight to other American
me yaba mohlopeking ntwa ena o entsetsa metseng e meng ya America.
Challenging segregation and discrimination in all areas of American
life.
The movement grew, and so did Dr. King. As his name became the symbol of the black man's struggle for freedom in
America,
Dr. King was a philosopher. He adopted the philosophy of nonviolence to obtain the freedom he so eloquently articulated. He preached peace and love to all who listened. Unfortunately, some did not listen. And some of those who listened did not act. Dr. King preached nonviolence to his Afro-American people, in spite of the hatred and brutality directed at them. And we followed him. We suffered with him. We were spat on, kicked, beaten, hosed down with powerful forces of water, prodded by police using electric prods, put in jail, and murdered. We as Afro-Americans suffered with Dr. King, the atrocities of white oppression. He was our leader, the symbol of our struggle. He taught us the philosophy of God, nonviolent. Dr. King was an orator. He grew up under a father who was a Baptist minister. Dr. King himself became a Baptist minister and delivered fiery sermons from the pulpit that would send the congregation shouting and stomping with emotion. Dr. King's speeches on civil rights were just as potent as his Sunday sermon. They reached way down to the soul of every black American and made him share Dr. King's dream. That one day, the American black man would break all the chains of slavery and would one day be completely free. Dr. King took his message to every corner of America, to both black and white. He inspired not only the black Americans, but some of the whites as well. Some whites began to take an active part in the civil rights movement, known as the Afro-American struggle. Dr. King was a husband. And the father. He is survived by his wife and four children. His wife also took an active part in the struggle along with her husband. She often joined him on marches. And she would use her singing talent to raise money to support the struggle by giving concerts throughout America. Dr. King was an author. As he took time out from his busy schedule to write a book entitled Stride Toward Freedom. Stride Toward Freedom. Dr. King was a man. A man of men. He chose to fight for those things that one that are just according to God. And he chose to fight in the same manner that Jesus Christ would have fought. Dr. King was America's conscience. Dr. King is America's conscience. Dr. King is the conscience of mankind. And we will never let mankind forget it. Dr. King is the sanity of America. And that sanity must not die with Martin Luther King. But there is no turn. The black man's struggle against white domination. We'll continue until we are completely free. Dr. King has led us down the road of nonviolence to achieve this goal. Will his absence on earth cause us to take another course? So we say goodbye to this great man. He has left the struggle now. Gone to join Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, and a countless number of Afro-Americans who perished from the earth at the hands of white racism. Rest in peace, my brother, and thank you.
Thank you. honored from this moment. Mrs. Soto, it is a psalm of lamentation. A psalm of sorrow. A song that makes the body shiver. Which brings tidings of painful happenings somehow. Thus says David.
Oh, Israel.
O thou Israel. Thy beauties. As you have been told about this wonderful man. Have been killed on thy heart. He says, how are the mighty fallen? As if it is a surprising thing for the mighty to fall. Says, don't tell it in
God.
This is one of the big cities of the Philistines. From which came one mighty man, famous and strong, called Goliath. This Goliath, as it is said, you are the descendant of the giants of old, which came onto the face of this earth and people broke the laws of God. It is happening, coming forth because of those who have them. This is where the giant was killed by David. And David says, don't tell it in God. Don't spread it in Ashkelon. Let the maidens there rejoice. And rejoice over this happening. The mountains of Gilboa, he says, where the battle was
pitched,
when Saul was slain, when Jonathan was also slain, when Abinadab was also slain, and one other farm. This is where the
battle
was because of the misfortune that came out of this place. There
will
be no more dew laying over this place. Let there be no more rain falling on this place. Let there be no fields bringing forth good fruit. Because that's where the shields of the mighty have been thrown away. In those days of old, in the big city of Rome, they were attacked by some other nation. There was only one road getting into that city. And it was known that if they were to cross that one bridge, their city would be destroyed. The chief of the city was trembling. He was wondering what they could do. And the people to stop him at the bridge. And one mighty man called Horatius said, everyone who liveth under the sun, that comes quickly or slowly.
which is the easiest way for men to die.
Except
let him face the difficulties that face him.
That
is therefore understandable.
The
things that he did may not have been pleasant.
They
would not be important to those that don't understand. As this man talks about death, he says, we'll stand on my right hand side.
We'll
stand on my left hand side. So we can stop at the grave.
And
he is done. For all his
grief.
So that the enemy may not be able to cross over. All of us who are here on earth, everyone is born for difficulties. And he has got to struggle mighty hard when he comes to his
right.
And even beyond his death, no one will forget it.
Of
those that remain on the earth,
but
we will learn therefrom
what
life is. That the fruit that they desire may be
unfolded.
That the generations to follow them in. That the life of nations.
That's the Israel.
The maidens of
Israel.
They cry for Saul.
You maidens
of Israel.
Now
Saul did for you wonderful things.
He dressed
your garments with gold.
He did
beautiful things for you. And all good and beautiful things were manifested through
him.
He says of Jonathan.
Your death
is wonderful to me. I
love
you. See the love of women. Saul and Jonathan. They were people good to look at in
their
even in that death, they were not suffering. They were fast and
vigorous.
They were strong as lions.
And
then these things that they used for comparison. Are the things that of the nation that we are talking about, of this person who was assassinated there,
they
call themselves by the evil. The eagle is above all for a bird of the earth. According to stories, when it's 50 years old,
it
goes into a crevice. Then removes all the tired plumes of the wing.
It will
and stay there until it has got new plumage. And this has been accomplished.
It
will soar high up into the sky.
Where
it goes to cleanse its eyes in the wings that cleanse the sun.
If
you go by the corner of the land of the earth, and see dead animals from
Let's go back a number of years.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was killed. In the country of America, an important man, and of recent years, man called Kennedy was also assassinated. And today we are talking about Martin Luther King being assassinated. All these people reached the end of their lives. Because some eye that couldn't have been described as good. Some eye that was in conflict with what they stood for on this earth got red. And got filled with jealousy. And got filled with cruelty. And the hand of the body of that eye brought these people to the end of their lives. They didn't just die, they died because they were important people. And the importance that they brought around has been witnessed by many nations and remained after their death. Even today,
Martin Luther King. Yeah, but I mean,
was assassinated.
Killed
because the eye that was in conflict with the good living of the people of the country of America. Without discrimination of race, creed, size, purpose. So
great.
Brought this warrior to the end of his life.
It
says if it was planned intentionally that he should end his life very near to Easter. Because the Good Friday is the day on which the Son of God was crucified on the cross for the salvation of man.
Martin Luther King
died on the road towards the salvation and the freedom of his people. Freedom without discrimination. Freedom with the understanding that every man was God's child alive. He can be taken as a Christian warrior fighting for Christ's justice.
Thank you. First point is to pray for the American nation. So that in the death of the one for whom we are gathered this evening,
like in the
death of the other two I mentioned, Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln, they should be given strength. They should be given the spirit of having no fear. So that at the end they'll go through all these troubles being one united and strong nation. So that at the end of the road they'll be handling, holding hands, black and white, all children of God. And truly accomplish what our Creator, I believe, had created them for. Let us now at this juncture think of his family. And let them be comforted and be given strength.
Martin Luther King, in Ilimoradua, Ilimutibuga, Ilimashani.
Martin Luther King was a beloved, trusted in the world.
Pero la se soto ere meluashwa in bakzelsa.
The soto saying is that the body dies, but the name remains.
Meluahayo shwele.
His body is dead.
Nu la se tuamu.
And it will turn into dust.
In balitzela hai.
But his name.
And
all those that feel that he stood for.
All the other things that
the other Americans stood for and believed in. They will remain alive. And to all of us, we should wish them luck. And let them attain true peace for everyone, quickly. Closing my talk, I say, let these few words, let there be nothing found in them that is wrong. Let me end up again by borrowing from the hymn that wish to follow him, let them sacrifice themselves.
Luther King Jr.
And for this reason,
amen.
Thank you. To allow His Majesty to be first and then for the last.